英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Good afternoon everyone, welcome to the show。
欢迎 Judy 老师。今天呢，我们继续和大家带来周一的 Fresh New Stories。 其实这个作者大家也不陌生了，以前我们也读过他的文章，他就是英国非常著名的小说家和科幻小说家 H.G. Wells。
Yeah, today's writer is definitely no stranger, which is a very good thing, I think, because he is such a great writer. Today's story, I dreamt about it twice already.
你看 Judy 老师在读完这个故事以后甚至都做梦做了两次、mm-hmm. 可见今天的故事是多么神秘而有趣啊。
Yeah, it's just so mysterious and so recognizable in some ways, you know, like he really just speaks a language that appeals to adults and kids. It's incredible.
到底这故事讲了什么呀？别着急，我们先来为大家介绍一下乔治·威尔斯。他这位作家呢，还是一个社会改革家，还是一个预言家，特别擅长创作科幻小说。
Yeah, he's really good at writing fantasy and fiction and also science fiction.
对，这种 fantasy 和 fiction, science fiction 等等。当然他也写很多大量的关注现实的作品。他和另外一位作家凡尔纳一起呢，通过多年的努力，终于把这个科幻小说纳入了文学当中的一个分支。他呢非常擅长短篇描述，以那种科技发明、未来预言和社会讽刺方面的题材见长。今天就为大家带来一篇他的优秀代表作，叫做 The Magic Shop。
Yeah, The Magic Shop is today's story.
魔术商店，讲的什么呢？讲的一对父子啊，在一家商店里的奇遇记。就发生在伦敦的大街上。
It's somewhere in Regent Street. This story kind of reminds me of Harry Potter, you know? That they go to that central station that is hidden, and you know, you can only get there when you go at platform 3 and 4 quarters or something like that. It's just very mysterious shop somewhere in London on Regent Street.
对呀、啊、像英国这个国家，像伦敦这个城市、mm-hmm. 毕竟是有过什么哈利波特的地方。
Yeah, it really reminds you of that. And it's not a normal shop, it's a magic shop.
哎呀，有的时候吧，走在街头，有一些商店呢，你特别想进去看一看。
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's all the time.
对。这个商店它莫名的就很吸引你，但是你进去以后发现感觉真的不一样。
Yeah, the feeling that people get when they pass the shop and look inside the shop is a bit like they want to go in,、
mm-hmm.
but they're also kind of scared because what is in there? It looks so mysterious and so magic.
从外面看上去好像好好看的样子，但是走进去以后呢、mm-hmm. 又想进去又不敢进去。这个故事当中呢，小男孩 Gip 就征得了爸爸的同意，走向了一个向往已久的 Magic Shop 魔术商店。这家不可思议的小店让人目不暇接，里面有很多好玩新奇的东西。
Yeah, inside the Magic Shop, there are obviously a lot of things you can use to do magic with, to do some magic tricks with.
对了，你知道小朋友最喜欢这些魔术的东西了。
Of course, of course. I remember actually in my hometown, we had one store that also sold like all these cards and things that magicians use, you know. It was so cool always to go there. It was already an adventure to go there. Not necessarily to buy something, but it was just great to be there.
小朋友特别喜欢，尤其是这个呀，shop owner,The boss.
Yeah.
哇，他就是一个技艺超群的魔法师。他不停地向这个小观众展示着奇奇妙妙的魔术。一举一动，一个眼神都透露着那种让你猜。Guess what? Guess what? 让你猜谜的快乐。
Guess what? What he magics out of his ear or out of his hat or out of his elbow. He just is like a true magician. But honestly, a little bit too much of a true magician.
其实我们成年人长大了以后很少再去听这样的一些故事了。那今天我们就一起在这一个小时的空中旅程当中，和大家一起进入一种奇异而神秘的氛围。在这样的一个幻想王国，其实你无需思索它到底有没有多可信，你只需要这一个小时快快乐乐的 join us， 一起来聆听就好了。
Let's listen
The Magic Shop.
The Magic Shop by H.G. Wells. I had seen the shop window of alluring little objects, magic balls, wonderful cones, packs of cards, and all sorts of things. But never had I thought of going in until one day, almost without warning, Gip hauled me by my finger into the shop. "If I were rich," said Gip, "I'd buy myself that, and that, and that. Anything will disappear under one of those cones." "It's less than 100 days until your birthday, Gibbles," I said. Gip made no answer, but his grip tightened on my finger, and we walked further into the shop. There he was, behind the counter, a curious, sallow, dark man, with one ear larger than the other.
"What can we have the pleasure?"
he said, spreading his long, magic fingers on the glass-covered counter, and so with a start, we were aware of him. "I want," I said, "to buy my little boy a few simple tricks." Said the shopman, and scratched his head for a moment as if thinking. Then, quite distinctly, he drew from his head a glass ball.
"Something in this way," he said,
and held it out. The action was unexpected. I had seen the trick done at entertainment shows endless times before. It's part of the common stock of conjurers, but I had not expected it here.
"That's good," I said with a laugh. "Isn't it?" said the shopman.
Gip stretched out his disengaged hand to take this object and found merely a blank palm.
"It's in your pocket," said the shopman,
and there it was indeed.
I had seen the shop window of alluring little objects, magic balls, wonderful cones, packs of cards, and all that sort of things. But never had I thought of going in until one day, almost without warning, Gip hauled me by my finger into the magic shop.
哎呀，一切发生了都特别的突然。我之前呢，早就已经通过这个橱窗看到过这些诱人的小物件了。See the shop window, 橱窗 of alluring, alluring 这个单词就是非常吸引人的，非常诱人的。
Yeah, something alluring is very appealing to people and makes people very excited.
这样的一些 alluring little objects, 小物件都是什么呢？比如说像魔术球 magic balls.
Magic balls.
Wonderful cones.
Yeah, wonderful cones. A cone is a bit like a pawn. It's a triangle-shaped circular item that you can put over something, just like a cup, but then with a pointy head, so to say.
就是那种魔术礼帽、mm-hmm. 不都是通常是三角形的吗？神奇的带着尖顶的那种魔术礼帽、
yeah.
哇，还看到了一幅幅的魔术扑克 packs of cards, 还有各种诸如此类的 or all、mm-hmm. that sorts of things.
But never had I thought of going inUntil one day.
哎，这是个倒装结构。I had never thought. 这里是 had I, never had I thought of.
Yeah, that's a bit of a way of speaking when you are exaggerating. When you tell a story, then you can say, never had I thought. But it's really a very written way of saying something.
对的，它就是一种强调的方式。
Mm-hmm.
强调。我也从来没有想过说要进这个店里去。Go in until one day, 直到有一天就这么鬼使神差的。Almost without warning, 在毫无征兆的情况下。这个小家伙叫 Gip, hauled me. 这个 haul 的意思就完全是拉着拖着。
Yeah, this is such a cute scene, you know, because that kid, Gip,He's probably like 4 or 5 years old, right? So one finger of his daddy is already enough to fill his entire hand. So he's like pulling his daddy's finger like, hey, let's go in. Like, it's super, super cute, right?
很有趣，小男孩拉着爸爸的手指啊，非要进这个店里。Gip 说 if I were rich,
said Gip,
如果我要是有钱的话，我要当一个有钱人的话。
I'd buy myself that. and that, and that.
我会给自己买那个，那个，还有那个。
Anything will disappear under one of those cones.
你知道吗？任何东西呀，只要放在那个 cones, 在那些神奇的魔术礼帽下面，全都会马上消失。Anything will disappear.
It's less than 100 days to your birthday, Gibbles.
哦，原来他的名字叫 Gibbles。
Yeah, like, I think that's just a cute name for their kid. You know, everyone calls their kid some nickname, right? So, yeah, he probably has Gibbles as a nickname.
爸爸说，还有不到100天就是你的生日了， Gibbles.
I said, Gip made no answer.
他没有回答。
But his grip tightened on my finger.
His grip 就是用力抓和握的那个动作，然后又强调了一个动词叫 tightened on,、
yeah.
紧紧地握住我的手指。
It became more and more gin, so to say, and we walked further into the shop.
那行吧，既然孩子都提出这个请求了，那就让我们继续向商店里走去。
There he was, behind the counter.A curious, sallow, dark man, with one ear larger than the other.
迎面而来的就看到了一个男人站在什么柜台的后面 ,behind the counter. 我们说收银员、店主都是 behind the counter.
Yeah, everyone who works in a store usually sits or stands behind a counter. Now, a counter is the place where you pay the bill or you ask inquiries.
是的。是一个什么样的男子呢？看上去有些古怪 ,curious. Sallow, 就是面色是土黄色的。
Yeah, his skin was very pale and yellow, as if, I don't know, some sick people, they kind of have that, or some really old people, they have such a skin color, you know?
脸色还是比较 dark, 深暗的啊，神情有些忧郁吧。
A bit...Yeah, dark and a bit like, yeah, not so nice.
更奇怪的是他的耳朵可是一只大一只小啊。
What can we have the pleasure?
他说的是什么话啊？上来一句并没有说 What can I do for you? 而他说的是看看我们能找点什么乐子。
Yeah, that's another way of saying like, how can I help you? What do you need? Welcome to our store, like, how can I be of service?
有点类似于想说想玩点什么呀? What can we have the pleasure, he said.
Spreading his long magic fingers on the glass-covered counter.
一个 spread 就能够生动地描写出啊、yeah. 描绘出一个人伸开手掌的样子。
Exactly. So he was spreading it on the counter. So it's just like this. So imagine that this is the counter in front of you and you press your fingers on it.
有视频直播就是好，大家能看到 Judy 老师用双手来演示了哈。怎么叫做张开手指，然后放在柜台上？大家也可以一边登录到蜻蜓直播间收听我们的在线音频直播，也可以登录到一直播搜索英语 PK 台观看我们的视频直播。
Exactly.、
啊、刚才呢，就是演示了一下，把手掌啊摊开，手指都伸出来。他的手指是那些长长的 magic fingers， 长而充满魔力的手指，摊开在柜台的玻璃台面上。
And so, with a start, we were aware of him.
于是呢，我们就注意到他了。Be aware of somebody, 注意到某人。
Yeah, they were like, oh, wow, who's this man? I want, I said, to buy my little boy a few simple tricks.
好，我说呢，我想给我的小家伙啊，买一些简简单单的魔术的招式 ,simple tricks.小玩意儿小招式都可以叫做 tricks.
Said the shopman, and scratched his head for a moment, as if thinking.
好，这个动作 scratched one's head.
Yeah, it's like scratching your head. I don't know, actually.
哎呀，这个视频看上去确实很有趣啊。哎呀
It's quite funny, you know?
太有趣了，很多单词不用解释啊。
It's only become this weird, strange man in this story.
就老师看看怎么抓头发哈、啊，叫 scratch 是抓挠，挠了挠脑袋，仿佛在思考 ，as if thinking.
Then, quite distinctly, he drew from his head a glass ball.
这里怎么理解 ？Quite distinctly.
Yeah, quite like quickly, clearly, like just as if that was like not somewhere coming from somewhere else.
非常快的。 Yeah. 那这个 distinctly 呢也是这个意思，就是非常迅速的。
Yeah, very smooth, very, like, as if this was supposed to happen without any practice. So suddenly, some glass ball came from his hair.
就是从他的那个头发里啊，或者从他的头里呢，他拉出来了一个玻璃球。大家注意啊，这个玻璃球是一个很重要的物件啊。
Yeah, the glass ball is a real important red thread.Through the whole story.
玻璃球一般呢都跟那些什么 magic tricks 联系起来的。
Something in this way?
是这样吗？是这个方法吗？
He said.
他问道说。
And held it out.
然后就把手里的那个玻璃球拿出来哈，伸在手里展示给我们看。
The action was unexpected.
说实话，他这波操作吧，非常的令人出人意料， unexpected, 我们没料到。
I had seen the trick done at entertainment shows endless times before.
我以前呢也在那些什么 entertainment shows, 娱乐节目当中呀、啊、看见过 endless times, 无数次这样的把戏了。
It's part of the common stock of conjurers.
Conjure, 这个单词也是指的什么魔术师。
A magician.、哎、yeah, a conjurer is the same as a magician.
那您看这个 common stock of 又是怎么说呢？
Well, common stock is the things that you usually use in your occupation. So for us, our common stock is the headphones, the microphone, the telephone, and of course the computers. And also...The story, of course, that's also part of the common stock of me and Jingjing.
Common stock, 就是我们那些啊工作当中常用的东西。
Exactly.
在这里的魔术师呢，就是说他们所惯用的那些伎俩。
But I had not expected it here.
但是我也没，的确是没想到啊，会在这里呢，能够亲眼见到。
That's good, I said, with a laugh.
这个时候我就笑了一笑啊，我是一个大人啊。
Yeah,
我就笑了笑。
I'm an adult. I don't believe this is real magic, but you did a good job.
对，我觉得说，还不错，你这把戏可以的。
Isn't it? Said the shopman.
这个时候店主就说，不是吗？
Gip stretched out his disengaged hand to take this object, and found merely a blank palm.
Gip 小朋友这个时候马上伸出他 stretch out.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I want to have that glass ball. That's so pretty.
他基本上是情不自禁的就要把这个手伸出去去拿那个球，是不是？
Yeah, but
这个呢 disengaged the hand.
Well, his one hand was engaged in the sense that his one hand was holding his dad's finger, right? If something is engaged, it's occupied with doing something. So if something is disengaged,Then it's free and open to do something with it.
哎 ,disengaged 的还表示空着的意思。Mm-hmm. 因为 engaged 的表示忙碌的占用的。
Exactly,
加上 dis 前缀表示否定了，那就是没有忙碌的空着的。Mm-hmm. 他不是一只手拽着爸爸吗？另一只手啊、yeah. 就伸出来一定要去拿这个 object。
But he found merely a blank palm.
可是却只发现一个什么空空的手掌。A blank palm. 怎么拿过去什么都没有呢?
It's in your pocket, said the shopman.
店主就说,你看看,它就在你衣袋里。
And there it was, indeed.
怎么样?确实在衣袋里。这不一开始一进门就给他变了个小把戏。
Yeah, how is that possible? Suddenly, the glass ball from the shopman's hand was suddenly in little Gip's pocket.
对啊,怎么会突然间?就到了你的这个衣袋里，真是高级魔术师啊！见证奇迹的时刻到来了。来，我们来看看第二段啊，故事很精彩。
How much will that be? I asked.
We make no charge for glass balls, said the shopman politely. We get them, he picked one out of his elbow as he spoke, for free. He produced another from the back of his neck.And laid it beside its predecessor on the counter. How'd you manage that? I said, breathing a little more freely. Magic, said the shopman, with a careless wave of the hand, and behold,
Sparks of colored fire flew out of his fingers and vanished into the shadows of the shop.
"You were saying,"
he said, addressing himself to Gip,
"before you came in, that would like one of our wonderful cones?"
Gip said, "Yes."
"It's in your pocket,"
the shopman replied. It was, again, indeed, in Gip's pocket. "I think we'll go now," I said.
"Dada,"
said Gip in a guilty whisper. "What is it, Gip?" said I. "I do like this shop, Dada." "Should I?" I said to myself. A door opened, and the man with one ear larger than the other said, pointing in the direction of the open door,
"You'd like to see our showroom, sir?"
"We haven't got very much time," I said. But somehow, we were inside the showroom before I could finish saying that.
"All good things of the same quality," said the shopman. "Nothing in the place that isn't genuine magic."
He turned to Gip. I was beginning to think that the magic was just a little too genuine.
大家听这个 Nick 老师的分角色朗读还是不错的。
Yeah, he's a really good actor.
你能够听得出来哪个是父亲哪个是 the magician.
Yeah, it's quite the art, I think, to switch between roles with only your voice. It's really difficult.
爸爸问道说
How much will that be?
那个多少钱?
I asked. We make no charge for glass balls.
Make no charge 的意思是我们不卖,没价格。
Yeah, said the shopman, politely. We get them, he picked one out of his elbow as he spoke, for free.
我们得到他们都是不要钱的。这个时候他一边又拿出来了一颗 out of his elbow, 又从胳膊肘里头。取出来了一颗，一边说话一边取出来一颗，好像是取之不尽用之不竭一样。
He produced an udder from the back of his neck.
然后又从脖子后边又取出来一个 produce 是生产和拿出的意思。
And laid it beside his predecessor on the counter.
Predecessor 就是他之前的那些东西叫 predecessor.
Something that was there already before it got replaced or followed up by something new.
对。啊，就是说又把它放在柜台之前的那个旁边。
How do you manage that?
太奇怪了，您可是怎么做到的呀？
I said, breathing a little more freely.
对，我试着把自己的呼吸呢要放得更加平缓一些啊 ，little more freely。明显已经有点紧张了哈，看到这些把戏。
Magic, said the shopman, with a careless wave of the hand, and behold.Sparks of colored fire flew out of his fingers and vanished into the shadows of the shop.
店主只说了一个单词 ,magic, 魔法呀。一边说着一边随意地摆动着他那只手 ,careless wave of the hand. And behold 是什么与此同时
look,
对呀 ,behold, 你看。
Yeah, look at that happening.
看到的是什么呢彩色的火花从指尖飞出了。
Yeah.
Sparks of a colored fire.
Yeah. Behold is usually implying, by the way, that something is happening. There is something going on that you must see that is not happening every day. Because, for example, if you are looking at Tiananmen Square, you don't see, behold, there's Gugong. Because Gugong will stay there for a while, right? It's already like very old. It's not going anywhere. So you can say, look, or, oh, see that.
对.
But something that is only rarely to happen...That is behold.
临时呢提醒某人的注意啊提醒你的注意力。哇只见呢那个彩色的火花呢从指尖飞出来然后就消失在店内那些阴暗的角落里了。
You are saying, he said, addressing himself to Gip.
好他就说他说你的意思是他就对着这个 Gip 小朋友啊就说
Before you came in,That you would like one of our wonderful cones?
是你在进来之前就已经看上了我们这些神奇的魔术尖顶帽了吗?
Gip said, Yes!
是啊。
It's in your pocket.
它呀，就在你的衣袋里了。
The shopman replied. It was again. Indeed, in Gip's pocket.
你猜怎么着？它确实已经在吉普的衣袋里了。
I think we'll go now, I said. Dada, said Gip, in a guilty whisper. What is it, Gip? Said I. I do like this shop, Dada.
哎，这个小朋友现在已经有点意思了哈，觉得很好玩了，玩上瘾了。爸爸呢，作为一个成年人来讲，他觉得这一切怎么这么可疑呢？怎么觉得这一切好像有点不对劲呢？
Yeah.
所以他就说 I think we will go now. 我想我们现在呀，得走了。可是吉普却低声地说 Dada, Dada 就是爸爸的意思。
Yeah, Dada is 爸爸。Papa, Dada.
对，然后他还带着一种愧疚的语气 ,in a guilty whisper, 悄悄地说。然后我就问他说怎么了呢吉普。然后他就说我还挺喜欢这家店的。I do like this shop, Dada.
So should I.
其实我也应该喜欢的爸爸就说啊。
I said to myself. A door opened, and the man with one ear larger than the other said, pointing in the direction of the open door.
这个时候有一扇门打开了，这位一只耳朵大一只耳朵小的男人啊，手指呢是指着那一扇打开的门的方向，他就指过去了。
You'd like to see our showroom, sir?
Showroom 一般都是展览室啊，陈列室啊，里面通常都有些琳琅满目的东西。
We haven't got very much time, I said.
这个时候爸爸就说其实呢我们也没有那么多的时间，他其实有点不敢进去。
But somehow, we were inside the showroom before I could finish saying that.
可是就在我这句话还没说完之前 ,before I could finish saying that, 我们可不是就不知不觉的已经进入到了 inside the showroom.
All goods of the same quality.said the shopman.
这句话很关键，他说你看这里所有的商品啊都具有同样的品质。
Nothing in the place that isn't genuine magic.
双重否定 ,nothing isn't, 意思就是说 everything is, 是不是
?Everything is genuine magic. That means everything is real magic.
这个 genuine 在这里怎么理解
?Genuine is pure.Sincere and real. It's not fake. It's not trying to be something. It is actual magic.
是不是？他的意思就是说，这里的每一样东西呢，都是真正的魔法的，都不带掺假的。
He turned to Gip.
然后他转向吉普小朋友。
I was beginning to think that the magic was just a little too genuine.
哎，其实我觉得吧，这个时候作为爸爸来讲，他内心的是感觉说这里的东西是不是有点太、
yeah.
太真实了。
He felt really awkward. He felt a little bit creeped out, to be honest, by the man.、
Mm.
I must say, I would be totally creeped out too by such a guy.
对，一进门就给你三下两下的障眼法、
uh-huh.
是不是每个人都会觉得有点哎呀毛毛的。
Yeah, it's just a bit strange atmosphere and suddenly they find themselves in such a showroom with all these magic objects and this strange man. How is this gonna end? Do you see anything you fancy here?
你们有没有在这里看到自己喜欢的东西呀？ Anything you fancy, fancy 的意思就是
To fancy is to like. If you see something you fancy, you would like to buy that. If you're, for example, if you're in a restaurant and the person you are with, in the restaurant asks you, So, what do you fancy for dinner?
就是喜欢啊，就是爱好啊。
Yeah, that is what would you like to have?
就是看得上啊。有没有什么自己喜欢的、看得上的东西啊？店主就问道说。
The shopman said, There were many things that Gip fancied there.
呵，这里边可是有很多很多吉普非常喜欢的东西。
The shopman showed Gip magic trains that ran without steam or clockwork.
这个时候店主啊就展示给吉普看，看了一辆啊非常具有魔法的火车。这个火车呢，它 ran, 跑起来啊 without steam, 它没有蒸汽，也没有什么发条，
yeah,
也没有
clockwork, no like work inside the train that makes the train go like a machine.That is clockwork.
它这个应该是一个 toy train.
Yeah, it's like a toy train, indeed.
它是个玩具火车。可是奇怪的是，它没有动力啊，怎么跑啊？
And then, some very, very valuable boxes of soldiers that all came alive directly when you took off the lid.
哎呦，接下来这厉害了，这是什么呀？
These are little boxes full with toy soldiers.
就是一些盒子吧、
yeah.
是吧，一些 valuable, 非常珍贵的一些盒子。那这些盒子里面呢有很多的 soldiers, 有士兵。
Mm-hmm.
那这些士兵呢全都 came alive。came alive 就好像活过来了。
Yeah, they started walking, they started talking, they started fighting, right when you took off the lid, that means to open the box.
就是 lid 一般是指盒盖。当你一旦是、
yeah.
什么一旦能够打开盒盖的时候，突然间里边的那些士兵好像就活灵活现的，可以走路了，可以说话了。
Yeah, if you opened the little box, then all these soldiers came out and started running around, walking, talking, doing their things.
这还挺有趣的，说他在电视里
见到过。That's pretty cool, yeah, especially for a kid, right?
对呀、啊，对小朋友来说，这小朋友对于小朋友来说，没有一个所谓真实的世界和不可能存在的世界。
You'll take that box? Asked the shopman.
然后店主就问到说，你们要不要那个魔法盒子呀？
We'll take that box, said I, unless you charge its full value.
行，我们要了。We will take that box. 同学们以后在这个买东西的时候啊、
mm-hmm.
说什么，我们要了，我们买了，就是它了。我们就用这个单词叫 take. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
我买了，不用说 I'll buy it. 是 I'll take it.就好了。那除非呢 you charge its full value. 这什么意思呢？
Unless we have to pay the full price. So he's asking, can we get a discount?
哦，它是个比较委婉的用法，是在说我们能不能来点折扣。Mm-hmm. 除非你就是给全价。
Yeah.
意思就是。
If you give us the full price, if you give us, charge us the full price, then we won't take it.That's what he says.
明白。如果您给全价，那我们就不买。如果您给来点折扣，那我们肯定就买了。
Dear heart, no! And the shopman swept the little man back in the box, shut the lid, waved the box in the air, and there it was, in brown paper, tied up and with Gip's full name and address on the paper.
其实这个店主说话挺干脆的、wow. 直接说了一个 Dear heart, no. 这怎么理解？
He's like, oh no, of course not. Of course we won't charge you the full price.
Oh, dear heart, 有点类似于像亲爱的。
Yeah.
亲爱的没问题呀。No, 我们当然不会给你按照全价给你。一边说着呢，一边就赶紧 swept the little man back in the box.
Yeah, so he just pushed him back in the box like this, like with one...movement of his arm, he pushed them all back in the box. Then he shut the lid, so he closed the box again.、
Swept into 嘛，就是把什么东西全部都赶回去、
yeah.
就 swept back in the box, 把那些出来的小人全部挨个全都收回小盒子里去，然后把盖子盖上了、
mm-hmm.
Wave the box in the air.
Yeah, so he threw it in the air, like he liked to waveis to make a throwing motion with your arm.
这不都是魔术师变魔术的动作吗、
mm-hmm.
必须在空中吹口气呀、啊、或者是在空中挥一挥呀、啊
mm-hmm.
这样。诶然后呢拿起盒子在空中一挥盒子就打包好了、
yeah.
棕色的包装纸。
And there it was in brown paper, tied up.
包装好了 tied up, 包装完成了。
And with Gip's full name,And address on the paper.
而且令人惊奇的是啊，上面还写好了 Jim 这个 Gip 的全名和他们家的地址。
How is that possible? I mean, the man couldn't even know, right? Like, they just walked in the store, so how could they know the address?
好像他已经知道了一切。
Yeah,
他甚至知道了 Gip 和他爸爸
he knows
今天这个时候这个点会到我的店里来。
The shopman laughed at my amazement.
店主这个时候面对我们惊讶的表情真是哈哈哈的大笑起来哈。Laughed at my amazement.Amazement 就是我那种哇眼睛都瞪大了嘴也张大了不可思议的表情、
This is genuine magic, he said.
这才是真正的魔法。
The real thing.
完全真实的。
It's a little too genuine for my taste, I said.
爸爸这个时候稍微有点紧张哈。
Yeah, he gets a little scared.
有点害怕啊就说哎呦这对我来说是不是有点太真实了呀 ?Too genuine for my taste. 对我的口味和品味来说有点接受不了啊。
I noticed just how tremendously rum this place was.
Tremendously, 我们知道它是一个副词啊是巨大的、
yeah.
非常的。
Very, very much.
那么这个 rum 呢
?Rum is strange or queer. You have the feeling that something is not right, something is, yeah, strange.
这个词的意思是古怪,奇怪。
Yeah.
Rum, R-U-M.
There was something, a little rum, about the ceiling.
这个时候我才注意到啊,他们这个里面其实这些布置呢,挺奇怪的。你比如说吧,我注意到这个天花板,啊, something a little rum about the ceiling. Ceiling 就是天花板,有点奇怪。
About the floor.
这个地板也有点奇怪。
About the casually distributed chairs.
Casually 是随随便便的。Distribute 就是到处分散着放的、乱放的、摆放的叫 distribute chairs。乱七八糟摆放的椅子也奇怪。
I had a queer feeling that whenever I wasn't looking at them straight, they moved about.And played noiseless behind my back.
这个时候我更有一种叫什么 feeling?、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had this really queer feeling.
Q-U-E-E-R, 这什么意思呢?
Queer is like weird. You feel that something is off. You feel that something is not right. Something is not okay.
对呀，我有一种非常奇怪的感觉。我觉得呀，只要我不直视他们的时候 ，whenever I wasn't looking at them straight， 直视他们 ，look at somebody straight，
then they moved about。
他们好像就会四处移动。这个 about 的意思等于 around。
Yeah, they moved around. They were just things were just moving on their own。
啊，你看见他们的时候，他们是定住的；你不看见他们的时候，他们在到处的走来走去。
And played noiseless behind my back.
甚至在我的背后啊是悄无声息的玩耍 ,noiseless, 就完全没声的没息的在玩耍。他就不知道自己是不是产生什么幻觉了。
Yeah, it feels like I'm in a ghost house. Then, abruptly, my attention was caught by one of the odd-looking,Horrible assistants.
好，这里又出现了很多词哈，都是很突然的。这个 abrupt, 就是
陡然。Very quickly, very swiftly, very like unforeseen, abruptly, suddenly.
陡然间，哎呀，突然之间呢，我的注意力又被抓住了，被 caught by one of the odd-looking, 长得特奇怪的 horrible, 还有些可怕的 assistants, 助手。
I saw him.Over a pile of toys.
A pile of toys 是一大堆的玩具。我看见他在一堆玩具上面。
He had a short, blobby nose.
这词我们没见过。
Blobby,、like something that is blobby is not really having a form. It doesn't really have a shape. It's really like not firm, not well, like well, well formed, so to say.
就是 blobby 就属于那种没有什么特定的形状。
Yeah, it's a bit ugly, so to say. It's not really very sharp or very attractive.
这鼻子很短，同时呢又满是斑点，叫 blobby nose. 而且还
Then suddenly, he shot it out like a telescope.
Shut it out 是飞起来了吗？还是怎么样？哦，伸出来了。
Yeah,
鼻子伸出来了。
The nose came forward. I don't know if you guys saw Pinocchio.
匹诺曹的鼻子一样哈。
Yeah, just like that, but then faster. So Pinocchio's nose grew a little bit like Yeah, the Pinocchio's nose grew slow, but like this nose shot out, so in one movement.
那个 telescope 就是望远镜吧？
嗯、mm-hmm.
啊，说他的鼻子突然间像这个望远镜一样伸出来了。
Yeah, super fast, like super quickly. He shot it out like a telescope, and then out it flew and became thinner and thinner.Until it was like a long, red, flexible whip.
它是 out it flew, 是 it flew out.
Yeah.
本来是 it flew out, 是飞出来。
But again, this is writing, not speaking. So if you write, you can write in this way. Out it flew, said I instead of I said.
啊、这就是一种写作方式。在此呢，毫无疑问还是表示强调。它飞出来了，飞出去以后是变得越来越细，越来越细，最后变成了一个 long 又长 ，red 又红色的 ，flexible 又很柔软的一个鞭子的形状 ，whip。
Like a thing in a nightmare, it was.
知道吗？这情形啊，就完全像是噩梦中出现的那样。
Yeah, he really thought like, oh God, in what nightmare did I land it?
My instant thought was, Gip mustn't see him.I turned about, and there was Gip, quite preoccupied with the shopman, and thinking no evil. They were whispering together and looking at me.
Hide and seek, Dada,
cried Gip while standing on a little stool. And before I could do anything to prevent it, the shopman had put a big drum over him.
Take it off,
I cried.
This instant, you'll frighten the boy. Take it off.
The shopman with the unequal ears did so without a word and held the big drum towards me to show its emptiness. And the stool Gip stood on before was vacant. In that instant, my boy had utterly disappeared. I came up to the grinning shopman and kicked the stool aside.
Stop this! Stop this, Foley!I said, where's my boy?
You see, he said, still displaying the drum's interior. There's no deception. He turned away from me and pushed open a door to escape.
Stop,
I said, and he laughed. I leaped after him into utter darkness. I was in Regent Street, and a yard away, perhaps, and looking a little perplexed with himself was Gip. He came to me with a bright little smile, as though for a moment he had missed me. He secured immediate possession of my finger. For the second, I was rather at a loss. I stared around to see the door of the magic shop, and behold, it was not there. There was no door, no shop, nothing.Only the common pilaster between the shop where they sell pictures and the shop with the chickens. I felt something unusual in my pocket, and I felt and discovered a glass ball. Frightened, I flung it into the street. Gip said nothing. For a space, neither of us spoke.
So scary, yeah?
有意思的故事。
My instant thought was that Gip mustn't see him.
我的那种当时的第一个想法，迅速的 instant thought, 第一个想法就是，哎呀，千万不能让 Gip 看到这个男人。
I turned about, and there was Gip, quite preoccupied with the shopman, and thinking no evil.
哦，这个时候我转过身来 ,turn around, turn about.、Mm-hmm. 大家知道了 ,about 这个词其实有时候就用作 around.、
Yeah. It's the same as around, but it's a bit old-fashioned, I would say. Like, it's not really, you cannot say, yeah, I turned about when you are speaking, I think.
总之他们是同义词。好，这个时候我转过身来。发现啊，这个 Jim 正在 preoccupied, 全神贯注的。
Yeah, it was busy.He was busy. It was like his attention was totally with the shopman and not really with the other things.
全神贯注地正在和店主交流着，根本没有注意到什么邪恶的东西。Thinking no evil.
He was thinking no evil. They were whispering together and looking at me.
他俩在一块儿悄悄地窃窃私语，然后呢，然后又看着我说，爸爸，我们来捉迷藏吧。Hide and seek 就是捉迷藏的英文说法。
Hide and seek, Dada, cried Gip, while standing on a little stool.
好，这个时候他一边大声喊着，我们捉迷藏吧，爸爸，一边呢就站在了一个小板凳上面啊， a little stool.
And before I could do anything to prevent it,
我都还没有来得及去阻止他。
The shopman had put a big drum over him.
什么意思啊？就是这个店主已经把一面大的 drum 是鼓，对吧？
Yeah, a big drum where you make music with. So that has a cylinder shape, right? But in the inside of a drum, there's nothing. It's empty. So it's like a big bucket, basically.
就已经把一面大鼓呢放在孩子的头上了。
Take that off! I cried. This instant!You'll frighten the boy. Take it off.
把它移开，叫 take something off. 拿开，拿走，移除。这赶快赶快，赶紧，你快点。This instant, 就是 quickly.
Right away, now.
You'll frighten the boy. 你这样做会吓到孩子的，你赶紧把它移开。
The shopman, with the unequal ears, did so, without a word.
这位两只耳朵不一样大的店主是一言不发， without a word, 就照做了。
And held the big drum towards me to show its emptiness.
同时呢，就把这面大鼓啊，对着我的方向让我看。一看，哇，里面是空的。Show its emptiness, 什么都没有。
And the stool Gip stood on before was vacant.
这个 stool, 小板凳。刚才 Gip 站这个小板凳，怎么也是空空如也了呢？
In that instant,My boy had utterly disappeared.
就在那一刻，就在那个 instant, 我的孩子完全的消失了， utterly disappeared.
I came up to the grinning shopman and kicked the stool aside. Stop this folly, I said.
我这个时候呢，就赶紧哈。走到那个咧嘴笑啊，大家看露出了这邪恶的微笑啊
yeah,
，grinning 啊，露牙的那种微笑、啊。
Yeah, the magician, the weird man, he was like, 哈哈哈哈。
他呀，我就走到那个咧嘴笑的店主面前，砰的一下把凳子踢一边去啊，就说赶紧停下这种蠢事啊 ，stop the folly， 赶紧停下这蠢事儿，快说我的孩子去哪儿了
？Where is my boy？
嗯，你看啊
，You see， he said。Displaying the drum's interior.
Displaying 是展示 drum's interior. 就像我展示那个鼓、
yeah.
鼓的内饰啊。
Yeah, so he turned around the drum and he let everyone watch it.
里里外外让你瞧一瞧。
To show its emptiness. And there is no deception.
没骗你啊，没有骗你啊，没有欺骗啊。
He turned away from me.And pushed open a door to escape.
这个时候他转身离开了我，然后推开门逃走了。Pushed open a door to escape.
Stop! I said.
你赶紧给我停下来。
And he laughed.
然后他就笑了。
I leaped after him into utter darkness.
然后我就跟在他身后一跳，跳进了一片黑暗之中。Utter darkness.
Thud!
有点像砰的一声吧。
Yeah, that's an English version of 砰, I think.
就是砰，叫 thud, 砰的一声。
I was in Regent Street.
Regent Street, 是伦敦的一条街啊，叫摄政街，还有一个地铁站叫 Regent Street.、
Mm-hmm.
有很多可以购物的地方哦。
It's a very good shopping street, that's for sure.
是的，这个时候我怎么突然间在摄政街了？
And the yard away, perhaps, andLooking a little perplexed with himself, was Gip.
就在大概一码之外的这个位置上吧。是那个呀，看上去很 perplexed, 很不知所措，很迷迷糊糊的。这不是我的孩子吉普吗？
What happened? Gip was really like a bit confused. He came to me with a bright little smile.
哇，他向我走过来，脸上是带着那种特别灿烂的笑容。
As though for a moment, he had missed me.
就好像在刚刚那一刹那间，他失去了我一样。
He secured immediate possession of my finger.
Secured, 这个时候是紧紧的啊 ,immediate possession of my finger. 那个动作就是紧紧的又重新的攥住了我的手指，一步也不离开爸爸。
For the second, I was rather at a loss.
又是这样了 ,for the second, 这
么
一瞬间。
Huh? What happened?
我很 at a loss, 我很摸不着头脑，我很茫然。
I stared around.To see the door of the magic shop.
我仔细地环顾四周啊，去找那家魔术店的门。
And behold, it was not there.
Behold, 又出现了，就说你看，你看。
Again, behold.
它根本就不在，也没有什么门啊。
There was no door, no shop.
没有商店。
Nothing.
什么都没有。
Only the common pilaster between the shop where they sell pictures.And the shop with the chickens.
Pilaster, 就是那个墙壁的壁柱啊。
嗯、
只有出售绘画作品的商店和卖小鸡的商店之间伫立着一些柱子而已。什么都没有啊。
I felt something unusual in my pocket.
但是这个时候我感觉到有些东西在我的衣袋里特别的奇怪不同寻常。
And I felt and discovered...A glass ball.
我就把手呢伸进衣袋去摸，一摸摸见了一颗玻璃球。A glass ball.
Frightened, I flung it into the street.
这个时候我真的是吓坏了。
Yeah.
就是 flung, 就是迅速的、yes. 砰的一下。
So, throw it in the street instantly.
一下就把它扔到了街上。
Gip said nothing.
小孩吉普这个时候也什么都没说。
For a space, neither of us spoke.
好一会儿，我俩呢，什么都没说。吓坏了。
Very, very scary story, isn't it?
神秘而有趣的故事啊，非常有趣，非常有趣。
Actually, yeah, it's not super scary, but it's just really weird because what kind of shop is this? Because, like, if the weird gentleman would really have some bad intentions, you know, he would have done something worse, I think. But now, he just wanted to play tricks and show them, because he always emphasized, this is real magic, it's not fake. So, maybe he was just annoyed by those so-called magicians, and that he wants to prove that he is the only magician that has real magic in this world.
他孩子跟父亲的反应不一样，孩子非常开心，父亲呢给吓坏了。
Yeah, but that is because when you're a kid, you just want to believe in magic, and when you're an adult, you are taught not to.
其实他这个整个这个玩耍的过程啊，对于一个小孩来讲，他的理解，包括这些不可思议的事情，对他来说是非常顺理成章的，他没有任何理解上的障碍，他觉得就应该是这样，而在父亲看来他觉得这些是反常的，是异常的，是不对的，
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
是吧？所以我们就说，童话是真正属于孩子的。
Yeah, they say fairy tales are all for kids. Yeah, that's true. But to be honest, I love them. I love fairy tales.
等你长大了以后，你很可能就难以进入到真正的童话世界了。你就没有办法像 Gip 一样全心全意的在童话世界里面玩耍了。可能你老了，你不再会幻想了。
But it's really a good practice also to kind of preserve the kid in you, isn't it?Like, just to open up for those kind of stories and just pretend for a while it could really happen. That's actually quite a lot of fun.
其实这是一个很阳光的故事。
Yeah.
就是说呢，如果说这世界上有一家这么可爱的商店真的存在的话，有一天可能一个善良乖巧的孩子会找到他，也因为他的善良和童真，他可以进去很开心的玩耍，对吧
?Exactly.
店主问你说，你是不是喜欢那些玩具兵啊？你要是喜欢的话，他们都会火起来，他们就跑来跑去跟你一块玩，然后他们就真的能跑来跑去跟你一块玩。
Exactly, exactly. Here's someone saying, adults worry too much. I totally agree with you, Jackie. Like, it's true, it's true. Like, just listening to a story and...Imagine the adventure, right?
我们这个收音机前的哈，我们听友们有父母的话，其实可以给孩子买一本这个绘本，叫《魔术商店》。
Yeah.
去给孩子看。
Yeah, actually, H.G. Wells, he wrote a whole series about the magic shop, because this story is a very shortened version of the real story, so to say. But we only have 1 hour, unfortunately.
因为我们只有一个小时，时间关系，我们只能给大家带来一些缩写版。其实里面写到的细节是非常丰富的。
Yeah, he writes very detailed and it's definitely worth reading the whole story. I could definitely recommend that.
法国画家弗朗索瓦 呢也给他画了这个绘本叫魔术商店。所以打开以后会进入到一个非常有趣的幻想王国，在里面你无需思索它的可信度，你只要快乐的进去玩耍就可以了。这是我们给大家带来的 H.G. Wells 的第二篇非常精彩的小说，希望给大家点亮这新的一周的工作和生活。
Wish you a very, very good Monday. Nice start of the week. And see you all next week, of course.
感谢大家的收听，谢谢 Judy 老师，我们下次再见。
See you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.